Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hughley has came in the game.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Luke is in the building. Show and Psycho T, a.k.a. T. Mill, is here. Clint is out today, and hopefully he will be back coming in tomorrow. And hopefully you'll join us tomorrow. We'll give you more info on that as we head out to Big City Wings Copperfield location for the eighth stop of our crawfish circuit. So hopefully you come out with us for that. But it is a little 5 o'clock fire. And tonight, the Astros begin, I would say, thus far, the biggest series of the year for them. The Astros will be hosting the Seattle Mariners for a four-game set. The Mariners right now, very much like last year, got out to a lead in the AL West. They are up 3.5 games on the second-place Astros, who are half a game up on the Rangers behind them. The Astros are a game above 500, 25-24. This will be the 50th game of the year, and Lance McCullers gets the ball and is on the mound. And this is a huge and important series. And to me, Luke, you have followed this team. This is a huge and important game for Lance. This is his fourth start, and what we've seen from Lance has been, you know, okay, first game out, all right, a lot of pitches, not a lot of innings, but it was your first game out. You held the runs down low, not bad. Second game was a complete disaster, all right, recorded one out and got seven runs scored on him by the damn Reds. The next one was very more similar to the first one, four innings, 87 pitches. There were two runs, but they were unearned for him. This, to me, Luke, seems like, and we need to start to see you turn the corner and being somebody that's dependable for the captain, Joe Espada, and this team. Because right now, and we'll tell you a little bit more of injury news coming up, because right now they need dependability in the rotation.
Yeah, they sure do. I know it's only May, but you're running out of time in terms of, you know, just wasting starts on a guy. And then also running out of time in the sense that you're playing the Mariners tonight. So this isn't really a game. I know, again, it's early in the year, but these games are worth two when you're facing your division opponent, especially when that opponent's the one team that's ahead of you in the standings. So these games are worth two. So you also can't screw around with a matchup like this tonight with the Mariners. He's got to come out and pitch well and show something for tonight and beyond. And on the flip side, the pitcher he's facing is making his first start of the year. He's coming off the IL. And I know George Kirby has had a much better run here of late. He's actually been able to pitch in recent years, but you can't get out-dueled by the guy making his first start of the year coming off the IL. It's been something, he's been out for a while, coming back from an injury. It's kind of like McCullers' first start a couple weeks ago. So that also puts a little more pressure on it too, where you can't be the weaker link of that starting pitching matchup tonight. But this is a big weekend for the Astros early on against the Mariners. Because of the schedule change, you only get the Mariners in your building, what, usually about two series out of the year. So this is a big chance where you have four games this weekend to draw a little bit closer with them, knock them down a peg, and hopefully McCullers gives you something resembling a quality start. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be able to get through six, but can you give me like five innings, two runs?
No, we got to at least build to that, yeah. Right? Like, it's becoming, his last three starts are, you know, big bullpen games, mm-hmm. big bullpen nights. And right now, when you look at that, you got Gusto coming behind you. He has struggled. You kind of want to be fresh with the bullpen. Framber's behind him, so hopefully, but now you're going to have to add Colton Gordon, and I'll give you a little bit of an update on the injury things before we get there. The lineup is Jeremy Pena leading off at short. Paredes, see if he can stay hot tonight, is batting second at third. Jose Altuve, hopefully he can get on track. Yainer Diaz, another one you hope can get on track. Let's keep it going. Christian Walker, who they dropped from the four spot to the five spot, hopefully he can get on track. He did have a hit in his last at-bat. He is now four for his last 39. Victor Caratini is catching tonight as Diaz is the DH. Jake Myers is in center field. Cam Smith in right field. And then Mauricio Dubon. That is the starting lineup tonight. And I said I wanted to run past some injury notes with the Astros. And here are a couple of them, according to the team, Joe Espada and company. Ronel Blanco is going to go to the injured list and seeking a second opinion on his injured elbow. Joe Espada said the first opinion showed inflammation, the captain, Joe Espada said. So that is the latest there with him seeking a second opinion. That is really concerning to me, as they just lost Hayden Wisniewski last week. Up for the year with Tommy John.
It's not ideal.
Similar thing with the elbow. Seeking a second opinion, that just kind of comes off to me as you don't really like the first opinion, mm-hmm. and you want to see if there is somebody else that sees something different. Also, with that move of putting him in the IL, the Astros are calling up Colton Gordon to take Ronel Blanco's spot on the active roster. Even more, buckle up for this one. According to Chandler Rome, Spencer Arrighetti is now out of his cast. The hell, he wasn't throwing. No, he wasn't doing nothing. He was in a cast. Out of his cast and starting to do some gripping exercises with his right hand, Joe Espada said. Still not throwing.
Yeah, me too, bud.
Still has a ways to go. And then it was reported also they would have to do some sort of a spring training buildup for Spencer Arrighetti. So that joker just got the cast off. And we're doing gripping exercises.
Yeah,
I said a month off, man. We
must be extends.
Yeah, that's why it's a shame it was the throwing hand, right? You could have had the cast on the glove hand and still kept the arm loose the whole time. And as soon as that cast comes off, you're just about ready to go. But that freak incident, you know, occurring with the throwing hand as well. And now who knows? It might, like I said earlier, you know, probably second half of the season. All-Star break is like middle of July, yeah. So that's another 6 weeks, maybe 7 weeks. It might be closer to that by the time we get him back.
We'll see. So a lot there. Big series. And again, with now Wisniewski, who is out for the year, now Ronel Blanco, who is going to the IL at the very least, they need to start getting some real competent play from Lance McCullers right now from pitching standpoint. This can't be another 3 2/3 and 85 pitches. Like that's a lot. It's not the pitch count. Right, like, I mean, they let him throw 80 plus his first start. Now the pitch count, he's not being aggressive enough. He doesn't have confidence in his off-speed pitch. I know after his first start, he talked about he just didn't have the feel of a slider. So this is going to have to be a big turn here for Lance McCullers in the edge.
Bury me in the age.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this coming from. The NBA tonight, the T-Wolves and the Thunder, they get going in game two tonight. The Wolves led the first half of that game, but then the onslaught of the combination of the best defense in the league and then arguably the best offense in the league OKC just went off in the third quarter in the second half and made it a laugher. They will play game two tonight. And this one to me, I don't know if you agree with this, Luke. It feels like Anthony Edwards gets the... he gets the praise of being a superstar, but it don't seem like Anthony Edwards gets the criticism completely like others do. Right? Like, we look at Jason Tatum, who was a champion, who is a champion, and has won and has had a much better resume than Anthony Edwards, and he just gets murdered when it comes to if he has an off night. Luka, who's more accomplished than Anthony. Right, we see it with a ton of guys. It just seems like he at times gets a pass. I don't know if it's because people like him or whatever, but he's had some rough. He's had 18 points in this last one. He needs to come out and show, especially what we saw from Halliburton, who has been consistent in most every game that Pacers have played. This needs to be a big Anthony Edwards game in terms of his impact on the game. So that's what I'm looking for tonight, and obviously the Timberwolves don't want to go down 0-2.
Yeah, he's been too inconsistent in this playoffs. Yeah. And I'm with you about the criticism. The other part, too, is like he has an ankle injury. I mean, I guess the same ankle, but there's this ankle problem every game. And I think people have been using that as almost an excuse or a cop-out, but, you know, it's the playoffs. Like, at a certain point, you got to get it together, and you got to go out there and play well. Julius Randle was really the only guy that put together a good four-quarter performance.
I've been saying it. Julius Randle has been the most consistent Timberwolf, right? Like, he's got Anthony's had some big games. Ant's had the big game against the Lakers where he had 43. I think he had a couple of big ones in the Warriors series. But Julius Randle has been more consistent than him, and at times has saved him. Like that closeout game against the Lakers, he was awful. He was 0 for 10 from three.
Right.
It was like 15 points. Didn't really do much in the fourth quarter. Right, I love Ant. I think he's a great player, but they need him in this game. This needs to be a full-out aggression-led game from Anthony Edwards, and it should be. We should be coming out of tonight's game talking about maybe they lost, but it sure wasn't Anthony Edwards who was holding it back.
Yeah, they do need him because on the road, we always see this in the playoffs, role players struggle on the road. That's why they're only role players, and that's what really doomed the Timberwolves in game one is – they got no help outside of Julius Randle, and Anthony Edwards wasn't good enough. No one else scored double figures. So, same thing tonight. You can't count on, Naz Reid and DiVincenzo's been lousy lately, and you can't rely on those role players. It has to be Edwards and Randle to get it done on the road tonight before you head back home. Now, the Timberwolves haven't lost back-to-back games in the playoffs yet this year. They usually bounce back from a loss really well, score a bunch of points. We'll see if that's the case tonight, but yeah, it's this time of year, it always comes down to the stars. Anthony Edwards needs to be that star. He needs to be better tonight.
Yeah, he does. And I expect he will. He's a competitor. But if he doesn't, if this is another one of these, 17-point games, 18-point games, or games where it's like he's not making a huge impact like you would think and what we know he's capable of, I wonder what the conversation will be. That's the thing is, I wonder, are we going to start – because it's almost like, I'm not saying people are afraid, but I just think maybe people really like him and aren't ready to just, hey, man, can't do that, man.
Yeah.
You got to come through.
He's becoming that Teflon Don.
He has been. And he's, been to the Western Conference Finals and lost to Luka? Six? Yeah. Interesting. Scary assholes.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. This is coming out of college football. And that is breaking news, 2025 college football playoffs to change the straight seeding. The top four seeds to get first-round buys regardless if they won a conference title. Conference champs still get auto bids but are seeded based on their ranking. All right, that only made sense. And it shouldn't be a big deal that they were able to pull this off and make it work. But the thing is, to me, is only surprises to me is that it actually got done because this is not something that that the NCAA usually gets to the party enough, quick enough to say, all right, we see that, ma'am, let's make a change. That made sense. Yeah, it should be the top four seeds no matter where they're I mean, you may have the two best teams of the country be in the SEC, and let's just rank them. There's just, they shouldn't, the number three team in the country should be, you know, dropped to playing as if they're a 10 seed or something. So this makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, I think it's funny that this offseason we've seen now college football adopt this change and the NFL deny a similar thing for their playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually college sports, like you said, they're so slow to react, and you, they never set the example. And the NFL usually is really good at changing things when they need to, like reacting very quickly and nipping things in the butt. And so it's funny to see this play out here in this past week where I think the NFL should have made that change. I think they'd be better served to do so. They chose not to. College football is doing it. I think it makes a lot of sense for their playoffs. And so now you have a handful of leagues doing it, and the NFL had a chance after what happened last year at the playoffs, and they're still not interested. But in regards to college football, yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and this doesn't, the automatic bids still go to conference champions. Boise State would still have made the tournament. Arizona State will have still have made, you know, the playoff. They just would have had to travel by their ranking.
Yeah, you just, but I also feel bad too for the smaller guys that, like, anytime you get a little breadcrumb, then everyone's up in arms, and it's like, oh, Boise State, they can't be the 3 seed. Like, we have to change this right away. So I feel bad that whenever they get a little sliver, it's always yanked away from
but
them.
But say, hey, y'all supposed to be just happy you invited us to the dance, right. Damn it.
Yeah, get back
just to
the
just be happy you invited us to the
whatever,
damn
yeah.
dance.
8 seed.
Yeah, and by the way, who were the byes? It felt like the byes weren't really helped in this thing.
No, right? I think that's another reason why right? they wanted to change it.
Yeah, Oregon lost as the number one overall seed because they had to run into to Ohio State, right? And, and Boise lost as they got a seed, got a bye.
Yeah, and then it was Arizona State had a bye, and they were top seed in Georgia.
Yep, so Texas beat Arizona State, and Georgia lost.
Yeah, they
Notre
all.
Dame.
Yeah,
right. All of the teams that got the byes lost.
So. Yeah, I think that's why they changed it.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe that's it. All right. Also here, before we get out, congratulations to Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson is a part of the NBA's first team all defense.
I feel like Kobe.
Yeah, you do. He should. And he's excellent, man. This is a guy that is going to be a huge weapon. And has been a huge weapon. The amount of different guys he has the ability to guard with his size and his quickness is scary, and his athleticism is nuts. I mean, he can probably guard anybody but centers. And hell, there may be a few centers in the league. Like if Draymond Green is playing center, there's a few centers in the league that he might be able to get to. And so he's had an excellent season defensively, and really a great second year jump as well. And when you look at this and his skill set, this is the guy to me that I said was untouchable. This is the guy that I think has the highest chance to be some kind of a star in the league and a star player for the Rockets of these young guys they got.
I'm with you on that. I think he has the highest ceiling of guys on this team. This was good to see. Just one of 9 players to do it, to get the honor in their first 2 years in the league. One of 9 to ever do that. So we know that side of the ball. And really, defense, look, to get to his level, how good he's been, that takes a certain skill set and everything. But, you know, they always say defense is a lot about effort. Athleticism certainly helps. So now you got to go to work on the offensive side of your game and improve that skill set and become a little more skilled with the ball in your hands and become a little bit more of a dangerous shooter from the outside. And that's where the work really be. And we talked about this earlier. That's also dependent, or that is what will lead to how high his ceiling truly is. What type of player he becomes is how dangerous he can be with the ball in his hands. But he's already got the defense down. He's already kind of like, will he be that Scottie Pippen, or as you said earlier, that Kawhi Leonard? How good will he be on offense?
He impacts the game already in a major way. How much more will he be able to impact the game? All right, we're going to get you set for this huge series. And why, after this thing ends, and when we're back in here Tuesday or after this thing ends on Sunday, this 4-game set with the Mariners, why there could be potential changes on the way. for the Astros. We'll discuss that coming up.
These nuts. Got him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey there, Megan. Josh Reddick here. From what I hear, your favorite player, so I want to say thank you for that. We won't even talk about Tyler's favorite player.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Those of you wondering what that was Josh Reddick giving straight sex on a cameo video to Tyler's wife. Wish her happy birthday.
Yeah, not very gentlemanly about there with Josh Reddick.
He's your guy.
Not gentlemanly.
He's your guy, so I tried to I've been trying to tell you about Jim Nance.
That's how I'll say it. He's your guy.
I've been trying to tell you about Jim Nance. Josh Reddick. Excuse me.
Is that my boy Ron?
You just shut up and let me do my job.
Yeah. By the way, he's going to shut it down 2037, I believe, at the Masters. I think Jim's shutting it down.
10-year retirement tour.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Just looking for a...
You're going to ask me for celebration music that day.
I'm not. I'm just looking for an apology. Tonight, hey, this starts a big one. This starts a huge, huge series. Tonight, Guy Gene on YouTube and Twitch. Come on, man. Mariners about to bury Lance McCullers in the H. Come on now.
Shut the hell up, buddy.
How'd you go? You buddied him?
That's how you know.
That's better. Serious. That's better. If you palled him, I think that's... When you stick a... Hey, man, shut up, pal. Hey, pal. That's when I feel like white folks are getting serious. Hey, pal.
Oh, that's how it is, huh? That's how it is, pal?
Hey, pal. Hey, look, or look, buddy. That's another good one, too.
All right, bucko.
I've not heard bucko a lot. All right. Learn something new every day. Haven't heard
have
bucko
you say it, Chief.
Like, oh, well, that's Clinton.
But Clinton doesn't use it that way. He uses it, like, I would say, honestly, like, for real, as more of a term of, like, endearment.
Endearment, yeah. Yeah, term of endearment, yeah.
Most other folks, when they say it or not.
Chief. Guy Gene said, I'm not your buddy, guy.
Whatever you say, pal.
Guy, pal. Oh, he went pal that time.
We'll agree to disagree, bucko.
But no, this was big. And I know it's early. I know it's early. It's May 22nd. We haven't reached Memorial Day yet. But this is a four-game series in which you're trailing the Mariners 3.5 games. And when you look at this set, when you look at this series, I'm looking at this and I'm like, all right, Lance goes tonight. Here we go. Lance tonight. Who's next? Ryan Gusto. Damn it. Okay. All right. Fight through that one. Fight through the Ryan Gusto start. Okay. That's cool. Come through. Maybe the bats step up big time. Ryan Gusto, maybe he returns to where he was before his like last four outings, which have been a bit of a struggle. That's all right. We'll get Ryan Gusto in here. Let's do it. All right. Here we go. Rhino, I believe you. All right. After that, who we got next? Framber. Okay. Let's go. Framber, all right, we feel it. Our ace is on the mound. Let's do this. Then who's after that? Colton Gordon. Okay. Damn. In this four-game series, which means the only one of your starters is not going to be participating in this series. And how did you describe, like, what would be the way you would describe Lance McCullers, Ryan Gusto, and Colton Gordon?
Triple A.
That's three of the five starters that you got in your rotation, as you would describe as Triple A. Again, I still feel, and I'm not saying you're wrong by on the field, I still feel uncomfortable with including Lance McCullers as Triple A. But
I think Patrick Creighton has a good description for the question you're asking about
is
that
it?
Trio.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 They're hoping and wishing that this thing will come through is what you're doing. But that is alarming because we know Wisniewski's not coming back. Ronel Blanco, we know, is at the very least on the IL, and he's trying to get a second opinion on soreness and inflammation in his elbow. All right, and it's his right elbow, his throwing elbow. So you do the math on that one. That means right now, dog, this is the rotation. The rotation right now is Framber, Hunter, Lance, Gusto, Gordon. And we're gonna get a real good look against the team you're chasing. Like, what do those three starters do around Framber? Heaven forbid Framber have a night where he's not feeling right the first inning and it gets away. But those three, you know what Framber's gonna be, but those three guys, like at that point, man, if this thing doesn't go great with those three starters in there, I think Dana Brown and Jim Crane have to have aggressive conversations of adding to that pitching staff immediately. Especially Luke, if Ronel Blanco is going to miss some significant time. And by the way, it's just been reported earlier that Spencer Arrighetti just got out of a cast. And he is now starting the process of gripping things with his hand. And they're going to have a spring training-like buildup for him to get back in the rotation. So that is some time there. I'm not saying they're out of it by no means. I'm saying at that point, Dana and them may have to go and try to find the, Kikuchi deal a lot earlier than maybe they would want to.
I'm with you, but I would say even outside of this weekend, like if you get the news that Blanco, worst case scenario, and into the ether, but say he is out for, worst case scenario, he's out for the year. I know you're going to get Arrighetti back at some point, but at that point, you're down to two starters. And even if Arrighetti comes back or when he'll be back, when he does come back, then you really only have three starters. You got to add at least one more. And then if McCullers is that fifth guy, or you want to go with whoever, Gordon, Gusto, Walter, whoever is the fifth starter, I could be fine with. But if you're not going to get your third starter back to maybe the second half of the season, and you're only going to ride with the top three and just kind of plug the rest together, you know, MacGyver style, that's still not enough for me either. So even if these guys hold their own this weekend, but then you get bad news over the weekend or in the next week, and, oh, man, this injury with Blanco is really serious. He's going to be out for a while. You got to then replace him because you'll be down, at that point, three starting pitchers without having the true big league depth to replace those guys. And if you want to be a team that can compete in the playoffs, you got to have at least three good starters, at least, probably really a fourth too now, that you can throw out there in a playoff game instead of just piecing it together like they're doing half of their starts. They went from having on paper probably a top 10 rotation in baseball to begin the season to right now the five or six they're throwing out there probably is a bottom 10. And it's a good little scam you got going here too, because you could have last week you could have paid, you know, peanuts to go see these guys pitch down the road, and now you're going to have to pay big yeah. league prices you to watch them.
You got to go into Sugarland.
Yeah.
Constellation Field and paid a cheap yeah. pennies on it. I look, and I see some people talking about, hey man, it's like, hey, it's early still. We haven't even reached June yet. Listen, again, as I said, they wouldn't be out of it. Even if they got swept in this thing and they're down, what, 7.5 games? Like, they were down 10 games last year. I mean, they're not saying it's too early, but this is not a thing that's going away for the foreseeable future, right? Like, we're at being generous with Spencer Arrighetti, we're at least a month away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking best case scenario, maybe a month and a half from him getting up here. And then we're seeing how, you know, hey, Lance is getting back and getting his feet wet before he's getting to himself. Maybe it's a couple of starts before we see where Spencer was. I'm just saying, if you're trying to compete and get into the playoffs with the wild card or AL West, then you need to make some moves, because Colton Gordon, Ryan Gusto, and then this version of Lance that we're seeing right now is not going away. Now, if Lance starts to become, hell, what Blanco was, then you feel better. But as you said, still, that's still two guys in that rotation that it almost makes you unable to afford Framber and Hunter Brown to have off nights.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like, like yesterday was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You just knew they were going to win that series because Hunter was going up against that lineup in the Rays. But, you know, he had a night where he had a couple of bad luck hits that fell in. He had a fly ball that carried in a way that I haven't seen anything carry since Wrigley. That just carried out of play, multiple home runs like that. And like, it's like they can't afford to have an off night because of the issues. So, yeah, I think this could be a point where Dana Brown and Jim Crane start to have real conversations of, all right, we got to make a move. We got to do something. We got to get aggressive right now. I mean, I don't know about outside of what the White Sox and the Rockies right now that are just completely out of it, but you got to start being aggressive and trying to make something happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Not only puts more pressure on the likes of Hunter Brown, but also, you know, to perform, but also pressure for like the innings. You got to eat up innings too, because these other guys are just not inning eaters.
Yes.
And, you know, the Astros have taken on all these injuries with their starting rotation, but they just don't really have the farm system to be able to back it up. It's one of the lesser farm systems in baseball.
And to a point you're going to start putting pressure on your bullpen.
Yeah.
And starting to get to areas of the bullpen that you don't want to get to. And I think it's already started. Joe Espada, the last 2 days, wouldn't go to Brian Abreu or Hader in tight games because they felt they were overused, right? So, you know, this is one that I think could be a moment after this weekend where they have some serious conversations. Coming up, we'll make you a little cash tonight. Hopefully, we got to get back on this thing. 100% on Monday, and now we're back to 50% in the red. Let's see if Tyler can have some good mojo. And, yes, on Friday, I was a sucker, a punk. I forgot, and that's not an excuse. Tyler didn't remind me, and that's not an excuse either. Would have been helpful. I'll do the lineups coming up on the other side. That's next.
Not only do I stop by Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Tyler.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Shout out.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
This will be interesting. Got a few newbies in this lineup. A couple of newbies in this lineup. So this will be interesting. Coming up in a bit. By the way, behind us.
Can't wait to hear the new nicknames.
By the way, behind us, Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. John McClain, he will join the fellas. The Hall of Famer will join John and Vandy coming up behind us, so stay tuned for that. Also, Area 45, Area 45 Live and Local, they will come up after Texans All Access starting at 7. And they'll hold you down, get you ready for things, and have that post game after hopefully the Astros can take down the Mariners and get themselves to within 2.5 back of them and start this 4-game series off with a win. But you'll want to check out the boys on Area 45 as they're holding it down. The best late night sports talk show in Houston, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and I just saw Chris Santiago walk past. They got it down for you. And T-Mill's best bets coming up here in a couple of moments as well. As I'm seeing some text here, and I wonder your thoughts on this one, Luke. This team is just not a playoff team. And then they're not a playoff team if they lose another starter. They need to be in sell mode.
No, I think it's too early for that.
We got to see Yordan get back. Even if they lose Blanco, we got to see Yordan get back. And they're, listen, I think they are doing business differently.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they added a piece like they added last year, they added a Kikuchi to this team, like that would change things. You know, that would change things, and then hopefully you get Arrigetti back, and now maybe Lance is your fifth, or whoever, you know, is the one that is struggling the most. So, I don't think it's a be sale mode, be in sale mode. Although there is a space where I would not be shocked if they traded Framber Valdez to see what they could get. Like I don't even know. Like the Tigers made trades last year, and they still made the playoffs. They made trades last year, so I don't think they would do that with Framber if they're still. But I wouldn't be surprised if it came to that. But no, I Yordan's still hurt. They've got some major guys that would change the game for them. And it's still, you know, May. So I don't know what I get with that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that either, depending on what happens in the next 2 months. They might become sellers. It's too early to say that now at this point, to just blow it up or throw in the towel. And there is this new trend in baseball of teams trying, like you said, the Tigers, I mean, they were a little more just sellers, but of trying to be both buyers and sellers, of moving those short-term contracts while still bringing in other pieces to try to help you in the shorter term. But look, the Astros have looked a lot like a 500 baseball team for most of the season. Obviously, they are a 500 team, but that's kind of been baseball in general, or at least the AL. The Astros still have the fifth best run differential in the AL. And when you look at the American League, like only the Yankees are over 500 in the AL East. The AL Central, surprisingly, is actually good this year, so you have all but the White Sox over 500.
They've been good the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, and then in the West, the Mariners are the only team other than the Astros that are truly, you know, the Astros are one game over 500. So it's been a lot of just mediocre baseball throughout baseball. If you look at the National League, it's similar as well. A lot of teams just hovering around 500 so far through the first 50 games. So I know it hasn't always been pretty, but you still, like I said, fifth best run differential. That's a playoff team. It's too early to blow it up. Try to get some of these guys back. See what happens over the next 2 months. Hope some guys turn it on. But this has just kind of been the AL this year. A lot of mediocre teams so far.
Yeah, they're a game over 500, and as you said, you know, a game and a half out. If the wild card standings right now, they're a game and a half out of that, and 3.5 behind the Mariners. And you know, obviously, this is a different year, and I don't think you should look at last year and say, "Oh, that's going to happen again." But they did walk down the Mariners down more than this. 10 games back. At one point, they were able to walk them down to get that. So I don't know that I agree with that. But the thing that I do agree that it is over, that it's not over, but the thing that I do agree with is there are moves that probably need to be kickstarted earlier than they were last year. Because I don't think you need to throw in the towel, but a way that you can get to a space of throwing in the towel is, as you said, if you just try to stick with guys that are supposed to be pitching in Sugarland for long stretches. Like, here's one thing, if you got a guy that's a high prospect like a Spencer Arrigetti was last year, that's one thing. You got guys like I don't know that they ever really planned on having Colton Gordon to be up here.
Yeah.
I don't think they planned on maybe having Ryan Gusto to be one of their starters. Like, you know, I don't know that was the thought there. So
yeah.
Big decisions they're going to have to come up with. And they got to play better baseball, too.
For sure. The only problem is what I was just saying about the positive for the Astros being that you're still in the thick of things. That's also the negative when it comes to trying to acquire somebody. These extra wildcard teams have made everyone feel like you're still in the race. And so, yep, as you mentioned earlier this hour, like other than right now the White Sox, how many teams would already be willing to give up assets? Mm-hmm. I think everyone still feels like, hey, it's early. We have these wildcard teams. We're still right in the thick of things. And you might have to wait till you're in July before some valuable pieces are actually available.
Yeah, White Sox, Rockies, maybe the Pirates. They're
mm-hmm, true.
You know, I don't think the Orioles have a great record, but I don't know that they're going to shut it down. I think they probably are going to try to give it a little bit more of a push. So, yeah, man, they're in a tough spot because their offense isn't right now, especially without Yordan, good enough to counteract, you know, having three guys in the rotation that could be iffy. Like, that's the other part. They're not just banging out five runs with ease, right?
You could go get the Orioles just released Kyle Gibson. You get him and his 17 ERA. That's obviously tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, my man. We'll see what some of these guys look like in a little bit. All right, T-Mill, let's try to get the people to win a little cash, win a little money tonight. Look, it was a struggle. 1-for-5 last night, coming off a 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Luckily, the Pacers, that game didn't continue to be a blowout, or you'd have been 0-for-5 if that thing.
This is true.
So, what you got tonight? What's the winning looking like tonight?
Yeah, we're going to switch it up again because this is just starting to piss me off. But we're going to have some baseball picks for you right now. Right here, right now on The Drive. Best bets. Again, if you ever miss these, we list them off quickly as we discuss. Go to the Twitter, at T-Mill Real Deal. I post them there daily. Just did a few minutes ago. I got 6 because, you know, when I start losing, I start betting more because scared money don't make money. It's just the way of it. It always works out for us. 6 bets on baseball tonight. First, I got the Guardians plus 1.5 at the Detroit Tigers. If you haven't been paying attention, those Tigers pretty damn good at baseball this year. But Guardians plus 1.5 tonight, I like that one. Braves money line as they head to play a game against the Nationals. I got the money line at minus 150. I've also seen it some places about minus 140, 145. Next, that same game, I'm on an over. Braves at Nationals over 8.5 runs in that game. And then these last 3, they pertain to the hometown squad. The Houston Astros as the Seattle Mariners come into town tonight. First, I got the Astros plus 1.5. I like the odds for that. I got it at minus 135. I'm on the Astros team total. And for the love of God, I have not hit this in quite some time. Over 3.5 freaking runs, which used to be a regularity with this baseball team. That's one of your best bets. Over 3.5 runs for the Astros tonight. And then lastly, one prop, young Cam Smith to get a base hit for the Astros tonight against those Mariners. Those are your 6 best bets at T-Mill Real Deal. If you miss anything, Ron, Luke, do y'all hate any of them, and do you love any of them?
The George Kirby, his first start, maybe he is maybe you get in the bullpen early. Hopefully you avoid Munoz at the back end, but you get in the bullpen early, then maybe there's a chance you can get over 3.5 runs. So that one's not bad. Braves, Nationals, I don't know who's pitching in that. So, but that looks like an 8.5 could be good up for a total there.
I'm going to start adding that in there. It'd be good for the folks to know the arms.
Guardians plus 1, not bad with the Tigers. Not bad on that one. So, not bad. Not bad.
You ready?
Luke, you've never experienced this.
I've been waiting for this.
It's one of the best things we've ever done on this program.
A lot of people may have not experienced this. It's been a while. Tyler, give me my damn music. Oh, baby, it's been a while since we've been here, and I promise, even though I broke the promise last Friday, that when Lance McCullers drug his happy ass out here and got back on the mound, we would do the starting lineups, and damn it, here we go. It's the Astros. The hell with Minute Maid. They're in the dike. Park. Oh, let's not get in trouble there. Dykin Park and leading off, the new leadoff hitter. Ladies, don't fight it. Just let them panties drop. Just let them drop, because that's what he's going to do. Now, you ain't got to throw them, but just let them drop. Mr. Panty Dropper himself, the shortstop, Jeremy Pena.
Yeah, girl.
And batting second and playing third. Don't you dare call his ass Isaac. He is E-Sock Paredes. And batting third, playing left field. And make sure you check it every day. He's playing left field. He may be 5'6", but he carries the big stick. The greatest of all time, Mr. Jose Altuve.
Really, really happy.
And batting fourth, the cleanup spot, which has sucked ass all year for the Astros. The designated hitter. And not only does he pack big pack. Ooh, excuse me, got choked up there.
It's been a while, bro. Keep going. You got this.
Big power. He also is the best profile pitcher taker on the team. the designated hitter, Yiner Diaz. And batting fifth, the first baseman, Christian Walker. And batting sixth, the catcher. And all you can do is look at him and say he comes in right at the Vic of time. The catcher, Victor Caratini. And let me tell you, folks, he doesn't wear the gold. No, he doesn't wear the silver. He's left his khakis at the house. He wears the bronze glove winner, the center fielder, Jake Myers.
Jake with the rake.
And there you go, in right field. He has the best jeans on the team, and I don't mean apple bottoms. He got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, with the furs, Cam Smith. And batting ninth at second base, Mr. Where's Waldo? Hey, hey, Dubé, where are you going to play in the field today? Hey, hey, Dubé, where are you going to play in the field today? And batting ninth, Mauricio Dubon. That is your starting lineup. Get a damn win tonight.
God, baby.
Beat Seattle. I need some Jack. Take a trip with us tomorrow. We'll be at Big City Wings, Copperfield location. Luke, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
The simplest thing, if you will. Giving kids a bunch of D.A.R.E. shirts for not doing drugs by 13.
D, I won't do drugs. A, won't have an attitude. Everybody, come on. R, I will respect myself. E, I will educate me now.
I don't remember. Set me here, right here, at 9:15, at 9:17, to be right here.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.